Anonymous Christmas music from the 16th century, Verbum Caro, played there by the Taverner Players under the direction of Andrew Parrott. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. From 1 a.m, there's Music Through the Night with Jonathan Swain. But now, at 2 minutes past 11, it's time for World on 3, the last edition of the old year, with Marianne Kennedy.
Tu peux faire sortir un frère de son pays, mais pas faire sortir la part du pays de ce frère. C'est oublier le terre-terre, ça c'est pour la terre-mère. Pour tous les expatriés, dans les durées d'Athènes, tout le diaspora, la chorale de la grâce, Kinshasa.
Kongole,
Kinshasa, victim. Du pays des grands lacs ou des mille collines, tous ces victimes, tous ces victimes. Mais la matière grise n'est pas que dans nos mines.
A musical homecoming in a way for Baloji, a Congolese rapper from Kinshasa who spent most of his upbringing in Wallonia. But he grew up, he said, feeling neither Belgian nor Congolese. The album, he says, is his response to the only conversation he ever had with his birth mother. A phone call where she asked, "What have you been up to these past 25 years?" The answer, with the opportunity to travel back home to work with a whole host of Congolese musicians, from Kanono No. 1 to a multilingual vocal cast, is this new album, Kinshasa Succursale, and that track was Congo Isaï Bizo, in the style of the Secours Populaire, a special devotional dance in the Sebeni rhythm that was flavour of the month at the time of the recording. And we're hoping that he'll be joining Lopa Kotari here in session in the new year. This is Mary Ann Kennedy here on World on 3, and tonight we have a very special session from Malian kora maestro Toumani Djibati and his band. They came into the studio a few weeks ago on his last visit to the UK. And rather than looking too much back over 2011, I'm looking forward to some of the delights beckoning in 2012. From Celtic Connections next month to some new releases to look forward to, including this next one. I can happily lay claim to having been the first to get these guys on air way back in 2009. So it's great to be able to have the first play of the Treacherous Orchestra's debut full-length album. The boys are a distillation of the funk and jazz-tinged trad music scene that's thrived in Glasgow over the past 10 to 15 years. It'd be easy, I suppose, to call them a kind of Scottish bellowhead, but that really doesn't do them justice. And anyway, they are an unashamedly instrumental powerhouse with previous CVs that include Pete Bog Fairies, Session A9, Salsa Celtica and Croft No. 5, to name but a few. This band does have 13 members, after all. And that might just have had something to do with the length of time it's taken to get the album out there. It's been a long gestation, but some things are worth waiting for. So, a first foray for the Treacherous album on air, and be expecting to see a lot of them in 2012. the Treacherous Orchestra, the first blast of their new album, Origins. It'll be out on the Navigator label early in 2012. And I might come back to that as well, just to show that they're not all stomp and groove. And we have Celtic Connections firmly in our sights now, starting a week later than usual, but still 2.5 weeks of music from all corners of the globe converging in Glasgow to light up the dark weeks of a Scottish January. Recent years have seen the world music side of the programme evolve into one of the festival's real assets, and I'm pretty spoilt for choice once again this year, which is good because World on 3 will, once again, have its extended residency at the late night sessions in the Royal Concert Hall across 4 nights of the final week, Tuesday the 31st of January through to Friday the 3rd of February. Do come and join us in the audience if you're visiting the festival. Also at Celtic Connections on that final week will be the musical champions of the Occitan language of southern France, Moussouti et les Jouvents, and with the global gateway of the port of Marseille as hometown, I think they'll find a big welcome in Glasgow.
Puisque la mode est à la pensée unique, puisque la mode est à l'uniformisation, puisqu'il y a toujours quelqu'un qui t'explique que tu n'es pas dans la bonne direction. Je voudrais dire sans me prendre la tête, je voudrais dire en gardant mon sang-froid, je voudrais dire va-t'en compter les mouettes, je voudrais dire empêche-moi d'être moi, puisque la mode est de tout interdire, puisque la mode est à la prohibition, puisqu'il y a toujours quelqu'un pour te lire la longue liste de tes obligations. Je voudrais dire sans provoquer d'embrouille, je voudrais dire en gardant mon sang-froid, je voudrais dire fais-toi une patrouille, je voudrais dire empêche-moi d'être moi. Wariyara, wariyara, wariyara. Se croire l'élite, puisque la mode est à la discrimination, puisqu'il y a toujours quelqu'un qui t'invite à laisser ton bagage au portillon. Je voudrais dire tout en restant très digne, je voudrais dire en gardant mon sang-froid, je voudrais dire va caguer à la ligne, je voudrais dire empêche-moi d'être moi. Wariyara, 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 per el camino mundo. Wariyara, wariyara, mi feru ben que el humano se esconde. Puisque la moda es todo beneficio, puisque la moda es a la competición, puisque hay toujours quelqu'un de complice. Je voudrais dire sans me mettre en colère, je voudrais dire en gardant mon sang-froid, je voudrais dire retourne chez ta mère, je voudrais dire empêche-moi d'être moi.
My lips are in your heart. I'm going away, but I'm not. your love unsaid. 'Cause we will never know it, we won't have a chance to make amends. The days seem long now, the nights won't ever end. 'Cause I'm a solitary stranger, guess I'll put my heart to bed.
We heard Empêche Moi first from Moussouti et les Jovons. The new album is called Putain de Canson, and they play the O2 ABC in Glasgow on the 2nd of February. The same venue for the Canadian duo Madison Violet, who we heard there with Going Away from their new release, The Good in Goodbye. They also have a long series of English dates either side of that festival appearance. Check out their website for more details. Incidentally, you can also still hear the editions of World Roots covering my Canadian trip in the summer to Quebec and Madison Violet's home turf of Nova Scotia on the BBC iPlayer. There's more to come too in the spring with a special from the heartland of Quebec's musical traditions, Joliette, and I'll be playing some more of the positively transcendental barn dance with the poetic calling of Normand Legault from the Chandevielle Festival later on tonight. The World Route still to come features a relatively new band, De Temps en Temps, and the session at the Albion Pub in Joliette is very much a homecoming for them whenever they return from touring, because newish lineup they may be, but their pedigree is that of the Québécois stalwarts La Bottine Souriante. Here's the lead vocalist of both bands, Eric Baudry, in Smiling Boot Mode. The Bottine's name refers to the worn-out soles of working men's shoes. And this comes from their first album in 7 years, Appellation d'origine contrôlée. And a good vintage for sure. This is Pêle-mêle, an up-to-date world commentary adapted from a traditional song from Eric's own family.
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Pour se baigner en plein air, ça prend des courageux.
Pour se baigner en plein air, ça prend des courageux.
Pour garder nos gazons verts, on mange des algues bleues. Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Réchauffement de la planète, de Noël en maudit. Chambre de Sprenet, il va partir son logis. Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit?
Les compagnies forestières disent ne plus faire d'argent.
Les compagnies forestières disent ne plus faire d'argent.
Pas payant si de l'air quand tout est coupé à bien. Mais dites-moi donc, mes bons
bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit.
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit.
Qui s'en font un métier. Quand ils écoutent la musique, c'est pour la dénigrer. Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit.
Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit.
Moi, je veux pas faire d'histoire et je veux pas m'égliser. Mais vous pouvez me croire quand c'est la vérité. Dites-moi donc, mes bons amis, mais dans quelle vie qu'on vit.
I love love the grit and grace of those three lads fiddle. They're Aidan O'Donnell, Damien McGeehan and Kieran O'Mwerney of the great Mooney clan, which also includes Altan's Mairéadne O'Mwerney, his auntie. The set there, Dinkies, is Donegal through and through in style, although the middle tune, Staten Island, was written in Glasgow in the 70s by James Aird. But Glasgow to Gweedore was just a commute for many folks in years past, and the bus link, I believe, is still on the go. So fiddle will be feeling at home as well, I'm sure, when they hit Celtic Connections this January with an unusual but beautiful collaboration with Senegalese kora player Solo Sissoko. And they'll be joined on the night's double bill by Fatoumata Diawara, hooking up for an exclusive exchange of cultures with the Michael McGoldrick Quartet, Senegal to Donegal and Mali to Manchester. Neat. And likewise to the session for tonight, where Lucy Duran was in the company of an old friend, the king of the kora, Toumani Diabaté. Toumani was joined by an acoustic trio for the session, but here he started out solo with Kaira. Thank you.
Kaira by Toumani Diabaté here in the studio. That's a piece that you recorded first back in 1987 in your first solo album, Toumani, and it never dies, this piece. You're always reinventing it. You're always creating new versions.
Yeah, Kaira is happiness, and it's a really love song. It was the name of a movement, resistance movement, to catch the colonization, you know. And so I'm happy that Kaira was the name of my first CDs, and I still, like you said, I'm still, you know, doing Kaira in variation way, different way. So now this version is very close to Alalake. So it's like between Kaira and Alalake. So it's a new Kaira.
It reminds me a lot of the jazz standard. A tune like Kaira, when you play it, is almost like a jazz standard that you're just constantly transforming and constantly...
Absolutely, yeah. Giving melody, giving bass line and keeping this, yeah. Thank God, it's what I like to do for Mandem music today, because it's also, you know, 100 version of Kaira, but you always have to, you know, to move it on and to make it new, just bringing to the laundries.
Bring it to the laundry?
To the laundry, cleaning, and dry, and, you know.
Great metaphor, yeah. Give it a good old wash. Hang it up to dry and iron it, and it's transformed. Toumani, you've been joined by three of your musicians who I recognize from your band, the Symmetric Orchestra. And they are Mohamed Koita on electric bass, Fanta Madi Kouyaté on electric guitar, and Fode Kouyaté on drums. So just introduce this new project to us. In a way, it's like an extension of the Symmetric Orchestra.
Right, and also I always say that the three functions of the kora, I mean bass line, melody, and improvisation on one time. So
All together.
It's the same stories here. Then the electric bass is playing, the kora bass is playing its own inspiration, and also the bolon style. You know, the bolon is the double bass from West Africa.
The big bass harp.
Exactly. So then, and the electric guitar is playing the melody of balafon and goni, and, you know, and the kora as well. So, and the drum is playing the rhythms, the beat, you know, from Mali, you know, and Guinea Conakry. So the groove is here. You can hear those people playing, but they are quiet, you know, and the kora is there. The kora is at the front. The kora, they are not eating the kora, like we say. You know?
They're not so, eating up the sound of the kora.
It's the sound of kora, exactly.
Tell us what you're going to play.
Ruby, she's a beautiful girl, Ruby Gold, and it's a composition from Ali Farka Touré. Ruby, she's a daughter of Nick Gold, and I remember when...
Your producer.
Yeah, the producer from World Circuit. I remember when, you know, I speak to Nick about this recording session with Ali, so I talked to him and then to fix, you know, this recording in London at Livingstone Studio, and then we start to record, you know, and Ruby came from the school, I don't know, and then Nick...
This Ali Ruby, gives, the actual
yeah,
Ruby,
she's, yeah.
She's actually sitting right here next to us.
And Ali gives the name Ruby, and I don't know what he did that. And later he just jumped and danced, started to dance in the studio there. It was wonderful, and I love really this song, Ruby. And I also dedicate one song to Ali's last son, Dudu. So the two, you know, Ruby from England and Dudu from Nyafunke. So, you know, it's two things that I'm very happy with.
So we're going to hear the song Ruby by Toumani Diabaté with his trio. Thank you.
Ruby, named after the daughter of Nick Gold of World Circuit Records, and there's more from that session a little later on tonight. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3, and as we head into the last day of 2011 in the dead of winter, I'm going to play a track from an intriguing album from the depths of last winter. Jenna Reid of Blazing Fiddles and her sister Bethany brought out an album called The Shetland Bus, inspired by the flotilla of fishing boats and the like that was the lifeline between Norwegian resistance and the UK during World War II. The most remarkable story to emerge from that link, where ordinary folk risked their lives to get people, information and supplies back and forth across the North Sea, was that of Jan Balsrud, a Norwegian whose vessel was attacked by German patrols and who, having made it to shore, then had to make his escape across snow and ice, surviving snow blindness, frostbite and even an early burial in an avalanche, until, with the help of a network of supportive countrymen, he made it to the safety of neutral Sweden. This is the time of year when, up in my neck of the woods, the original commando stamping grounds, small teams of Marines go through their escape and evasion training. And if they make it through their several weeks on the hill and on the run, the reward is to do a Jan and do it all again in Norway. So this one's for them. They're hardy.
Day melted into day, spent doubling back, Leven Falls trails, tacking steps through miles of flat, unbroken void towards neutral Sweden. Jan marched for as long as 28 hours, mute rest through squalls of snow, struggling across shining ribbons of fjords and our vast peaks. Sometimes he would see the torchlight of German search parties shimmering on far-off fells and tundra. Along the way, he met kindly fishermen, farmers and housewives, who gave him food and shelter and huts and cowsheds and houses. He could tell none of them where he came from, nor where he was hidden, because Jan feared for his life.
by sea, by land, an inspiring slice of history. Jenna and Bethany Reid paying tribute in their 2010 album, The Shetland Bus, with fellow Shetlander Phil Goodlad narrating there. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3. And as I said, the World Roots replays on the BBC iPlayer at the moment feature the programme's first ever foray to Canada, to Quebec and Cape Breton Island. And this next sequence features some of the folk roots songwriting from the opposite side of the country in Western Canada. I'm going to start out with a new band to British shores, possibly angling for a tour in 2012. Fish and Bird hail from Victoria and Vancouver Island. And they have an indie trad twist to their songs that would surely find an audience over here. From Every Whisper is a Shout Across the Void, their third album. This is Taylor Ashton, leading vocals in Effigy.
Turn away and I watch your shoulders shake, and you say in your dream I did you wrong, and it's hard to see the difference between that awful man that looked just like me and the flesh and bone of the one you call your own. The void. So print me on your pillowcase, stuff it down and bring that effigy around. Cause as a character in your story, I'm as much of me as what you choose to see. It's so cold in this country. Though we try and try to conjoin, every whisper is a shout across the void. Understand that alone explain. Somehow every word I spoke was taken right from that script you wrote. Then you came and just burned me down and warm yourself there by the flames. Later sifted through the remains and covered yourself up in what you found. Though we try and try to conjoin, every whisper is a shout across the void. Though we try and try to conjoin, every whisper is a shout across the void.
Thank you. While the day may be here come tomorrow, and though many new friends may be won, but my heart cannot part from this sorrow. When I think of my loved one that's gone, no wonder I'm broken hearted, for stricken with sorrow should be. We have met and we've loved and we've parted, my flowers, my companions and me. All the joy of life's sunshine has faded since my flower has withered away. On far kingdom their smiles will be sweeter, and their beauty will never decay. All my troubles and trials will be ended, and I'll be with the heavenly throne. We will garden in sweet concert forever when I meet with my love, sweet unknown.
A duo that go back to roots in so many ways. Log Cabin in British Columbia, instruments from their own workshop, and a repertoire inspired by old-time and early country classics. Ferris and Jason Romero with My Flowers, My Companions and Me. It's a song learned from an unidentified singer recorded by Kentucky musician and politician Banjo Bill Cornett in the late 50s. First in the trio were Fish and Bird from their album Every Whisper is a Shout Across the Void, and in between was one third of the Canadian girl trio, the Waylon Jennies. A family break for the other two has given Ruth Moody the chance to concentrate on solo work for a while, and she'll be part of this year's Transatlantic Sessions crew at Celtic Connections and out on tour throughout the UK. She also has a series of solo dates beforehand, including a wee house concert gig for Burns Night in deepest Dumfriesshire, Durrisdeer. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy on BBC Radio 3, and the World on 3 session continues in a little while with Toumani Djibati and friends. But before that, a couple more new releases. First, a vintage re-release from 70s Tanzania. The Vijana Jazz Band were riding high at the time with their signature Coca-Coca style. Their label, though, didn't want to flood the market with Vijana releases, but the band were keen to capitalise where they could. Any recording meant a huge trip to Kenya for the band, and they were paid only for what went down on tape. So the wonderfully named Coca-Coca Sex Battalion was born. Not a very heavy disguise as it happened, but it got them their extra recording, and here it is in all its glory. Urijani Mwema here, having good neighbours on your borders. Maybe one for David Cameron.
Viongozi wetu wa inchi zinne Nyerere Tanzania wo Kaunda wa Lusaka wo Zambia Maputu Seseseko wa Kinshasa na Kenya ta wo Kenya Mungu wabariki Viongozi wetu wa inchi zinne Nyerere Tanzania wo Kaunda wa Lusaka wo Zambia Maputu Seseseko wa Kinshasa na Kenya ta wo Kenya Kupata president parliament Amano ayengi tulekilombela Ichilonga nine chayuni pi
Mungu wabariki Viongozi wetu Wa inchi zinne Nyerere Tanzania wo Kaunda wa Lusaka wo Zambia Maputu Seseseko wa Kinshasa Na Kenya ta
Kenya. Sukisa. Africa.
Life is Sweet, as the album title says. Following on from the Vijana Jazz Band was Congolese star Samba Mapangala and Orchestra Virungu, and that new album, Life is Sweet, includes that lovely bonus, Les Gorilles des Montagnes, in aid of the Worldwide Fund for Nature's work with the Virunga Gorillas, made famous by Diane Fossey and the Gorillas in the Mist. This is World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy, and it's time to head back to the session hosted by Lucy Duran with Toumani Diabaté and friends, starting out this time with Sabonyaya. ¶¶
Sambuyaya by Toumani Diabate here in the studio with his trio, the bass player Mohamed Koita, the drummer Fode Kouyaté, and the guitarist Fantamadi Kouyaté. A wonderful piece, Toumani, and it really rocks. It really has, it locks into a fabulous groove.
I love this song too, you know. I love all of those, but Sambuyaya, I love it. I still remember this song when I was young, 10 years old, and you know the meaning of Sambuyaya. Toute joie dans la vie va finir un jour.
He says that all joy in life one day will come to an end.
And
so that's what's in the song.
Yeah, that's what's saying in the song, and it's also a love song.
But Toumani, I mean, I've often said of you that you've put the Kora on a world platform and you've made it Africa's best-known instrument. One of the things that you've always wanted to do is to show that the Kora can be an instrument that can play any style of music.
Absolutely. Open a new door for the Kora. That was my dream since I was young, 5 years old. I started to play Kora. And Kora now is doing a lot of things, and a lot of things been doing now with the Kora. My cousin Balake Sisoko, I did the great deal with him, and now he's doing very nice things with the Kora. The
incredible collaborations
with the cello and Basisoko Ben, who using the wawa with the Kora, and Kausu Kouyaté from Gambia, which is a genius of the Kora. Also, you know, you can listen to the percussion, like the Bukarabu, the Sabar, things on what they're playing. So, and Mamadou Diabaté from New York, from Mali, and also my young brother Mamadou. So you see, it's like a revolution with the Kora, and I'm happy that we are now getting this level, and was very, very happy the day in Glastonbury. I was on stage with Björk, you know, 100,000 people was there, and the Kora in the middle of electronic music. So I say, oh, thank God.
You've realized your dream.
Really, yeah.
When you were five years old, you couldn't have imagined you'd be on that stage in Glastonbury, could you?
Never, never, never think about it. And, you know.
We have time for one more piece, and tell us what you're going to play.
I always like to, like we say in French, rendre un hommage.
To pay homage.
To say thank you very much to Lucy Duran, that you, for what you're doing and you keep doing for African music, in the culture in the UK. I say Cantelos Road is a fridge. It's a fridge. When people come, you have to go to have some drink over there. Otherwise, you're lost. And yeah, you put energy together with those producers, those journalists, writers, BBC. And so it's a family. So I'm happy that, comme on dit en français, le combat que vous avez mené, vous avez gagné le combat que vous avez mené.
Oh, the fight that you entered into, you won.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you, Toumani. Thank you.
Well, it's true, and with all of those family, you are not people done like a rock and roll circle or hip-hop circle. It's, you know, world music stuff is not bigger. But it's a family, and you know each other. And then when I first come in 1986-87, like I said, music was not well known like African music. But today, there's every festival, there has a lot of African group, you know, Tinari Wen, Amadou Mariam, Rokia Traoré, Basiko Kouyaté.
All Malians,
yeah,
by
all
the
Malians,
way.
Yeah, all Malians, Salif, Oumou, Fatou Diawara, Toumani, Afel Bokoum. So that's interesting, and Baba Mal, all the words, you know, Yusun Dour, and, you know, all of those people. So it's great. So
this things is have really changed, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, absolutely, in the good way for us, you know, in the really, really good way for us. And, yeah, thank you. African music concert in England now is sold out.
Well, yours certainly are, too many.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God I'm sold out, my concert. So I say, this is the Cantelos Road, that love song called Jarabi. I want to dedicate, you know, to Lucy Duran and the family and everybody.
A perfect compliment to Lucy Duran there. Tumani's tribute, Cantalos, rounding off the session. Thanks again to Tumani Jabati, with Fodi Kuyati on drums, Fanta Madi Kuyati on guitar, and Mohamed Koita on bass. And thanks also to Lucy for hosting the session at Broadcasting House in London. This is World on Three with Mary-Anne Kennedy. And as we turn towards 2012, here's a beautiful little New Year carol from Glastonbury lass Emily Portman. She's joined on vocals by Lucy Farrell, the She's Rachel Newton, and Johnny Kearney, While the Moon Shines Bright.
Oh, the moon shines bright and the stars give a light a little before the day. Our Lord, how he suffered on a cross, he bid us to wake and to pray. Awake, awake, good people, wake. Awake and you shall hear how we're here today and tomorrow we're away, our bodies laid under the turf. For the life of a man, it is but a span, he's like a morning flower. For we're here today, and tomorrow we're away, vanished all in 1 hour. So bless the lady of this house, likewise the gentleman too, and all the happy families sat round the table too. A little of your pudding, sir, a glass of your strong beer, and we'll send you all a happy new year. Now my carol's done, and I must be gone. No longer can I stay. Our Lord, how he suffered on a cross, he bid us to wake and to pray.
Thank you.
The treacherous orchestra proving they can hold it back for a change of mood from their trademark dance grooves. That was Sea of Clouds from their debut album Origins. It's out in the new year on Navigator Records. Before that, In Clearer Skies, The Moon Shining Bright, with the bonus track from Emily Portman's seasonal EP, The Hinge of the Year. So let's head for the part of the world that'll be first to welcome in the new year, and a collection of indigenous and world music from Australasia and Melanesia. One Talk is a gathering of like-minded artists who see collaboration and exchange as an empowerment for communities, as well as a means of economic independence. And this sampler brings together a whole range of music from right across these two great regions, introducing new voices alongside established artists like Frank Yama, who we played a few weeks ago, and this next one, George Telek from Papua New Guinea, a real legend at home, and who's also recorded on Peter Gabriel's Real World label. He plays in various lineups, but this is himself with his string band, the Moab String Band, and Abibi.
Kingaku kuava kuava.
He really is one of the finest fiddlers in the world today and the driving force behind much of the cutting-edge music in Danish trad and roots. That was a tribute from Harald Haugard to Friends in Japan, Tokyo Thoughts, from his new album Dem Femte Soster. And it features, amongst other guests, Roger Tallroth from the Swedish super trio Vesen, who'll be returning to Scotland for Celtic Connections next month. Before that, we headed from Papua New Guinea and George Telek to New Zealand and the all-girl trio Pacific Curls, who combine traditional Maori and Scots and Irish tunes and songs for a very distinctive sound. I saw them at WOMAD this year, dishing up some Antipodean delicacies too as they played in the Taste the World tent, and I find myself quite sold on their particular musical marriage. I missed out on the food though. Well, that fiddle teases up nicely for the finale for World on 3 in 2011. I'm going to take you back to the tail end of summer and the setting sun over the county showground of Calixa-la-Vallée, home of the Chantdevielle Festival in Quebec, Canada. The barn dance is well underway in the traditional open barn at the far side of the ground. And inside, les chauffeurs à pied are heating the hoose, leading the dance with Normand Legault calling out the steps in mesmeric style. I'm Mary Ann Kennedy and I wish you all good things for the coming year. Bliain le vahoud, agus mór an you.
C'est parti! Avec les chauffeurs à pied! On salue sa compagnie! On salue le voisin sur le coin de la voisine! Bien du tour à gauche! On s'en va prendre à gauche! C'est de bon! Changez notre côté de manège. À vos places, tout le monde swing. Assumerez une petite promenade. Deux parties, on se promène par la droite. Par la droite, un tour complet. À vos places, le premier couple. Au deuxième couple, premier couple, deuxième. Par la gauche, par la main, par la droite. Changez vos manèges. Les hommes par la main, filles par la main. Par-dessus la tête, dans le dos, j'en prie. Dis-nous, je l'attends, je vois tous, je vais te donner. Assez soigné, deux par deux, on swing seul. Deux coups de swing. Assez soigné, premier coup de la face. Au troisième coup, quatre par la main. L'habitude à gauche, on change de côté, de te révéler. Les armes pour la main droite, deux fils de la main. Et tu balais, par-dessus la tête, deux coups de swing. Assez premier couple au quatrième couple, deuxième au troisième, deuxième au troisième, quatre par la main, par la gauche, par la gauche, changez de côté. Les hommes par la main, deux filles par la main, les mains dans le sud, un dos en tête, et puis deux gros swing, et swing à l'œuvre, swing à l'or. On swing la voisine, je change une compagnie, et swing sa voisine, et swing à son voisin. La voisine, celle-là, hein. On revient chez nous, on swing chacun notre compagnie. Swing le sien, puis swing la sienne. À vos places, tout le monde. À vos places. Une petite promenade, assez swingé, on se promène tout le tour. On revient chez nous, c'est le deuxième qui passe là. Deuxième au troisième, quatre par la main. Changez vos côtés, vous la venez. Deux hommes par la main, les yeux dans les yeux, les mains dans les mains, sur le basket, pas de sous le mec, dans nos deux coups de poing. Assez swingé, et on swing, chacun sa cavalier. À vos places, le deuxième couple au quatrième en face, quatre par la main. Les deux à gauche, par la main, par la gauche, par la droite, changez de côté, le mec. Deux hommes par la main, deux filles par la main, les yeux dans les yeux, les mains dans les mains. Deux coups de temps, assez soigné, mais pas des regards de mots. Assez soigné, deuxième au premier couple, troisième au quatrième. Deux par la main, deux par la gauche, par la gauche, par la gauche, changez vos mains. Les hommes par la main, hommes par la main, par-dessus la tête, dans le dos, les mains, dans le dos, deux coups de poing. Changez de compagnie, swing à la voisine. On retourne pour vous accompagner, puis on se soigne avec. Les soins de l'assiette, les soins de l'assiette. Deux par deux, une petite promenade. Deux par deux, on se promène tout le tour. Deux tours de la danse, deux par deux, on se promène. Jusqu'à votre place. C'est le troisième couple qui recommence ça. Au quatrième, par la main, par la gauche. Un petit coup d'avant, change de côté, revenez par la droite. Les deux hommes par les deux mains. Les deux filles par les deux mains. Par-dessus la tête, pensez-moi ça, dans, puis swing, les deux tours de danse. Assez swingé, retrouvez votre compagnie. Deux tours, swing. Assez swingé, chez vous. Le troisième en face, au premier couple. Troisième au premier couple. Par la main, par la gauche, par la droite, change de côté. Deux gars par la main, deux filles par la main, c'est pareil. Dans le dos, petit poignet, parce que tout est mort, un petit long. Assez soigné, deux gars swing. Assez soigné, troisième à gauche, au deuxième couple. Premier couple au quatrième, deux gars de quatre par la main, par la gauche, par la gauche, par la droite. Par la droite, on va changer pour la main. Les hommes par la main, les filles par la main, les petits paniers. Par-dessus la tête, les mains à tour, les pompiers, les pompiers à gauche. Changez de compagnie, soignez la voisine, soignez son voisin. Assez soigné sur le voisin, en tour, chacun sa compagnie, chacun le sien. Assez viré, la petite promenade, deux par deux. Au quatrième couple, au premier couple. Quatrième couple, au premier couple. Quatre par la main, par la gauche, par la gauche, par la droite. Changez par la droite. Deux hommes par la main, deux filles par la main. Les petites mains par-dessus la tête. Jusqu'à dans le dos, puis deux comme swing. Assez swingé, assez swingé. Swing à deux. Deux couples qui swing. Assez. Au quatrième, au deuxième en face. Quatrième, au deuxième. Par la droite, changez, revenez par la droite. Sans par la main, fais par la main. Puis, main dans le dos, des deux coups d'un, deux coups. Assez soigné, soigné, tiens, soigné, tiens, soigné, tiens, soigné, tiens. Assez viré, le quatrième au troisième couple. Premier couple avec le deuxième. Un petit rond, quatre par la main, par la gauche. Par la droite, changez, vous revenez. Les deux hommes par les deux mains, deux filles par deux mains. Les petits paniers, quatre coups swing. Changez de compagnie. Swingez sur voisin, voisin. On swing son voisin, on swing le sien. Retrouvez votre compagnie, soyez là, soyez là. La petite promenade, on se promène tout le tour, deux par deux. On se promène deux par deux tout le tour. Une grande promenade là. On se fait un grand rond, un grand rond, un grand rond de monde. Ah, fou le milieu, un bon coup. Deux fois c'est mieux. Les quatre filles dos à dos dans le centre. Les hommes à gauche, les hommes par la gauche, les hommes par la gauche. Par la droite, changez de côté, vous revenez de l'autre côté. Saluez votre compagnie, passez devant, on swing la suivante. On avance d'une place, et puis changez de compagnie, swingez là, merci beaucoup. Assez swingé, deux par deux, la petite promenade avec la voisine. Et prenez l'autre, un grand rond par la main, tout le monde, enfle le poing, deux par le vent. Deux fois, les quatre mêmes filles dos à dos ensemble, tour des quatre, les filles ensemble sur la gauche, une tour tour, les hommes par la gauche, les gars par la droite, changez de côté, revenez, saluez votre dernière passe et tout reste, changez de compagnie, on avance une place, et petit coup de main, bordé sur l'autre, début changez de compagnie, swingez-le, swingez-le. Et petite promenade avec la voisine. Trois fois la main. Une, deux, trois. les hommes par la gauche. Et les hommes par la droite, chargez de côté, regardez. On salue sa compagnie, puis on swing avec. On swing chacun sa compagnie, swing à l'heure, et swing à l'heure. Prends une corde, fais-y pas que tu vas mort. Swing et puis domino, on attend la deuxième danse. On reste chez nous.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. To set off tonight, mature Haydn and youthful Beethoven. It's a recent concert with the Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra conducted by Günter Pichler. The centrepiece is Haydn's second cello concerto, the grand finale, Beethoven's second symphony. And this opening overture is the one to Beethoven's only ballet music, the demigod Prometheus, credited with making humans out of clay and imbuing them with the knowledge of arts and science. Did Beethoven see himself, perhaps, in the portrayal of Prometheus, the bringer of spiritual fire to man? Whatever the case, this overture's bold opening chords are a startling anticipation of Beethoven's own Eroica symphony. Beethoven's Prometheus Overture, the Slovenian Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Günter Pichler. Beethoven's Second Symphony from them in 25 minutes or so. Meanwhile, cellist Primoz Zalaznik joins them for music by Beethoven's one-time teacher, Joseph Haydn. This is Haydn's second cello concerto. Seems hard to believe now, but the piece's authenticity was in doubt until Haydn's signature was discovered on the manuscript in 1951.